Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredosine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Fun and frolic with up and down weather and everything else going on. There's a natural resource for you. Oof. But we're going to bring up another natural resource involving one of my favorite topics, food. And something a little bit off the beaten path that you might not think of too often, but it's one that I really like. Tell us about asparagus.
Yes, it is getting to be asparagus time, and I did not know until just recently that asparagus hunting is a thing. And where we live, I'm like, what are these random cars doing? Well, they're starting to scout out the asparagus patches. And in looking for those, it is time to start thinking about our asparagus and looking for those and how to prep it the best way possible. As we start thinking about our asparagus, and if you have some in your home landscape or in your garden, there's some things that we can do to help promote the growth. And the first thing that we should do is we should start with removing the old ferns. The sprouts are going to start showing up in about a month, but it's going to be a little bit earlier down here in southeast Kansas. So probably, I would guess we'll probably start to see them, here the 5th or 10th of April. And it's a perennial vegetable, and it has three parts. The fluffy top part is called fern, which helps people identify it as they're driving around. And then the crown is the part just beneath the soil, and then obviously the roots that extend down from the crown. And each spring, we get new edible spears that emerge from the crown, and that is actually what we eat. And right now, we should be thinking about cleaning up those asparagus beds and removing the old ferns either by hand, mowing, or burning. But we want to be careful not to damage the crown. One of the recommendations is you can remove old ferns by tilling. That would not be my first recommendation, just for fear that we could damage the crown on there. After we harvest it is the best time to fertilize. I get that question a lot. When should I be fertilizing my asparagus? Well, we should do that after harvest, and doing a soil test is very helpful to know what they need, and then the K-State Soil Lab can make a recommendation to you based on what your soil is needing. But the general recommendation are to apply 1 to 2 pounds of a 10-20-10 or an 11-15-11 fertilizer per 20-foot row. And so that's 10 pounds of nitrogen, 20 pounds of phosphorus, and 10 pounds of potassium, if you look at those. That's what those numbers in the fertilizer ratio represent. And so most high nitrogen fertilizers, something that we put on our lawns to help green them up, they can be used for asparagus, but they don't last as long. And there is a possibility that we want to make sure that they don't contain a weed killer, because there is a possibility that some of our lawn fertilizers right now are going to be a pre-emergent weed killer, which would wipe out your entire asparagus crop, and we don't want to do that. And when you do apply your fertilizer, make sure to water that in. And right now is the time we need to be thinking about controlling those weeds, because they're with that starting to come up. If we can get some weeds killed prior to the emergent of the sprout, that would be the best. Gardeners like to mix in an organic matter during the same time that we're removing the ferns and things like that, just to help give a little bit more natural fertilizer and just to keep that soil loose for them. We can also use herbicides before our asparagus comes up too, such as glyphosate, also known as Roundup, to help kill the weeds that are actively around them. Or we can do some mulch to help with those too. But just do keep in mind that we don't want to do any herbicides during harvest, because we can definitely hurt those. If you want to go into some weed control after asparagus is done producing, you can remove all the ferns and spears, and then you can round up again, and that will help with that. And so there's a lot of different things that we can do with our asparagus as far as keeping it going and cleaning up your bed, doing weed removal, hand or chemical, and then also doing the fertilizer treatment. And asparagus is definitely something that's very enjoyable, and I look forward to incorporating some of those things into the recipe. And I know Audrey and I were talking about different ways that we like to have it, and I said one of my favorite was creamed asparagus, and she said she hadn't had that. And I know there's a lot of different ways that you can prepare asparagus, and it is definitely not for everyone, but it is something that we decided that we both enjoyed. So I hope that you all if you enjoy it, can get out and maybe find some on your own or find some at the store locally that's in good shape. So if you have any questions about asparagus or any other topics, feel free to give your local extension agent a call or feel free to call us in the Meritazine Extension District at 913-795-2829.
And before you get away, a couple other things you were mentioning. I told you how much I like pickled asparagus, and I also enjoy it grilled. You mentioned something involving cream cheese and ham. Tell them about that.
I actually am a very good cook, but I also have some really simple recipes that people are like, oh my gosh, and we call these cocaine pickles. Not that I've ever done cocaine, but people tell me that cocaine is rather addictive. And so my pickles got the name cocaine pickles because when I make them, you just can't have one. And you take like a dill pickle spear and just cheap ham, and you get some cream cheese to room temperature, and you spread the cream cheese thin on the ham, and then you roll a pickle stirrer up in it, and you slice it up, and you can put a toothpick in it to keep the ham rolled up. And they are amazing. And I'm not a big pickle eater, but I do love those. Well, then you can do the same thing with asparagus.
I can't have ham or really any red meat, but I can have turkey. Do you think that would work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Note to self, I know what I will be doing when the asparagus comes up.
So something to try, I guess, is a fun appetizer this spring.
All right, broaden your horizons and your waistline, unfortunately.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, if I decide I want to go ahead and add something new to the garden box, I can definitely consider asparagus.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Audrey. Good to talk to you, and you have a good rest of your week.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.